Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, the U.S. Mint announced the five women who will each be honored on a circulating quarter issued next year. The five are Bessie Coleman, Jovita Idar, Edith Kanakaole, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Maria Tallchief. Other than Roosevelt, do you recognize the other four? Obviously, each of these women selected made significant contributions that merit recognition. However, when you look at the five women being honored on U.S. quarters this year and the five for next year, there are some definite biases in the selection process that are becoming evident. The first bias is that no women have yet been selected from the 18th or 19th centuries. Mercy Otis Warren, whose involvement in American independence merits calling her a founding mother right along with the founding fathers, has not yet been selected. Prominent 19th century one-time slaves Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman have not yet been honored for helping end slavery. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote the second highest-selling book worldwide of the 19th century, topped only by the Bible, didn't make this list. The legislation for these coins specifies consideration be given to women from all ethnic and racial backgrounds, which is fine and proper. However, it does appear that there is a bias in the selection, with the two Caucasian females among the first 10 to be recognized. One may have been selected as much for being gay as she was for her considerable trailblazing achievements. The other worthy honoree may have been selected as much for being a Democrat as for her life's accomplishments. I would think that Republican Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to federal office, who also introduced the initial legislative intent of what turned into the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving American women the right to vote, would perhaps have been more deserving. There are so many women who have made great contributions to America that it is a shame to limit this series to only 20 coins. When recognizing so few, I would hope that women across our history could be considered for selection without political bias. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.